Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. The appearance of the angel was like lightning, and its clothing white as snow. For fear of the angel, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings," and they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my disciples to go to Galilee. There they will see you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Glory to you, O Christ.
Around the world did we lit a fire and then we entered the church. And then for the next few hours, with our whole bodies, we remembered. We sang, we walked, we told the stories of old, we told our stories. We were washed in the waters, we ate bread and wine, maybe a few of us cried. Together, we remember. We remember all the things that have happened and are still happening today. The Creator, who birthed the world, set the moon and stars in alignment. That Creator placed all manner of beautiful creatures on the earth and in the seas. And then our loving Creator decided that humans might be a good addition to the mix. Prophets were born. They taught us many things. Generations lived through famines and wars, pandemics and political upheavals, and then a baby was born. A baby was born, Jesus of Nazareth, and that baby taught us and fed us, healed the sick, raised the dead, and that same person suffered and died for us, was buried in a tomb. A tomb that was sealed up, just as any other tomb for any other dead person. But Jesus was not just any person. Jesus was the one we were waiting for. Jesus, our brother, our teacher, our friend, our Savior, was buried in that tomb. And in great love, God raised Jesus from the dead, once and for all, destroying the power of death for you and for me and for this whole beautiful and broken world. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Dear ones, this happened. And this is happening. Resurrection is happening. I think it's quite a thing to say today, to look at the world and everything that's going on around us, all of its faults and its sufferings and its sinfulness and the pain, and to see something as radical as resurrection happened. Resurrection happens. Resurrection is happening right now, today. I recently talked with my friend, the bishop I served with as assistant for several years in Jerusalem, about the turmoil that's happening there in the Holy Land right now. As always, in the Holy Land, in Israel and Palestine, things can become better or worse in a moment. Sometimes with periods of violence, sometimes with periods of calm or awful apathy, but never as yet have we really had a certain peace in that place, in the place where Jesus was born and died and was resurrected. At this moment, things seem more and more hopeless, but my friend, the bishop, reminded me that Jerusalem is the city of resurrection. He reminded me that we are not the first generation to struggle under persecution or oppression, political maneuvering or economic suffering. In short, human sin. Actually, quite the opposite. Humans have suffered under the weight of our own navel-gazing and hunger for power over others since the garden. And yet, the bishop reminded me, the people of the resurrection, that's you and me, by the way, the people of the resurrection, on this day, celebrate life. We celebrate resurrection and the power of resurrection over death with jingle bells and with words of hallelujah and with meals and music and dancing and parades and shouts of joy. The world may seem to be falling to pieces, but on this day, around the world, Christians proclaim that we, with Christ, defy the power of death because we know that Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now I would like you to say it with me in Arabic, in solidarity with my Palestinian Christian. Christian brothers and sisters, say it with me. Alleluia, come.
Alleluia, come.
Popcorn, come.
Come, come.
The other day, I saw on social media that a friend wrote this about the Trans Day of Visibility, which we honored just a week ago or so. My friend said, what if, instead of focusing on avoiding death or erasure, for example, Trans Day of Remembrance, or Trans Day of Invisibility. What if we were able to have a trans day of uncontrollable laughter? Or a trans day of looking after one another even though nothing's the matter at all? Or a trans day of the unkillable smile? Or a trans day of good food we made together? Or a trans day of playing with animals? Or a trans day of everyday life as prayer itself? I read this and I thought, well, this sounds like resurrection. This sounds like Easter. This sounds like what we are all called to be and to do as followers of Christ. We are not called to live every day as Good Friday. We are not called to live every day as Easter Vigil. We are called to live in joy because Christ is risen. Christ is risen for each one of us, and therefore we love, and we serve, and we dance, and we smile, and we eat food, and we love one another as God has loved us. Friends, resurrection happened, and also on this day, we proclaim that resurrection is happening. It's happening in the holy city. It's happening in this holy city, and it is happening in your life, in you, dear ones. You know, the image I love the most from Matthew's account of the resurrection is this. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. Friends, an angel of the Lord took a look at the stone at the entrance of Jesus' tomb, and she plopped her hind end directly on it. She sat on it. What was once a symbol of the power and finality of death became now merely a resting place where angels bump. Amen? Amen. What better way for us to approach the powers and principalities in our world, in our lives today? It is true that there is much to do. Christianity is not just about what happens. It is also about what we do together. There are evils surrounding us and oppressing us which must be addressed. And as followers of Jesus, we are called to love God and our neighbor and all the way to the cross if that is what it's called for. This we must do. This we will do. Christianity, it turns out, is about both what happened and what is happening. But what better way to walk out of this glorious Easter celebration and into the world than with this image to guide us? Close your eyes and see it with me just for a moment. Imagine, what is that stone that is standing in your way today? Is it the stone in the doctor's office, at school, in your relationship, in our government, in your head, in your home? No matter of prejudice or injustice or oppression or occupation or obstacle or pain which tries to tell you who you are and where you should stand or which tomb is yours to reside in, the angel of the Lord has declared that that stone is nothing more than a nice place to sit. In fact, that stone which may feel so massive and immovable, is actually just a great place from which to announce the power of life over death. It might even be a great place from which to start a movement, amen?
Yeah.
And so, dear people, hear the good news today. Sing, pray, laugh, receive the gift of Jesus and the bread and the wine, and with God's help, nourished by the presence of the risen Christ, I invite you to choose a stone and climb up on it and rename it as a pulpit and write Christ's name upon it. In fact, write your name upon it. And then the Christians in every time and place together, let us proclaim this happened. This is happening. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.